In Alabama, some nurses in the state public health system have quit rather than administer the morning-after pill. The emergency contraceptive is available at state clinics, and that has led to protest from religious groups and employees who are morally or religiously opposed to the pill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Go back this way.
At the Montgomery Health Department, nurse practitioner Judy Ford escorts a patient from the waiting room to an exam area.
Get your blood pressure. Are you doing okay with the pills you're on now?
Mm-hmm.
Ford goes through a familiar routine, checking the woman's blood pressure and weight and asking about her monthly cycle. She also describes what's new at the family planning clinic.
Now, I don't know when you were here before. Did the nurse discuss the ECP pills with you, the emergency contraception, in case you were to go out of town and forget your pills, have unprotected sex, that we do offer the emergency contraception? That way it keeps the egg and sperm from implanting. We must give it to you within 72 hours.
The morning after pill is a high dose of birth control that works much the same way, by preventing a woman from releasing an egg, or if it's too late for that, by stopping a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus. In Alabama, patients get a package of regular birth control pills enclosed in a pink sleeve.
This is what they look like. When I send them out with emergency contraception, I punch all the inert pills out so they're not there. And I have them take four. 12 hours later, take four more.
Ford had given them to a young patient the day before.
She was using the barrier method for birth control. The condom broke, and she was a teenager. And she was in school and didn't want to, you know, have a child.
Ford says she has no qualms dispensing the morning after birth control. But for other Alabama nurses, it has been a source of contention.
I was appalled, and I was saddened, and this was not the direction that I wanted the state to go. It wasn't the direction that I wanted to go as a nurse, and it was not the direction that Christ was telling me.
Registered nurse Linda Bell used to work in family planning at the Montgomery Health Department. She's one of at least 11 nurses statewide who have quit over the state's policy of providing emergency contraception. Bell and fellow RN Diane Boyd are sitting in a friend's living room sharing their stories.
I was by myself. A girl walked in and she said, I've got to have the emergency contraceptive. I said, well, baby, I'm sorry, but I don't believe in that and I can't do it.
A supervisor told Boyd she had no choice. But again, she refused.
So she put the girl on the phone, and meanwhile, I was in the lab, and it was just like somebody will cry, put their arms around me and said, no, Diane, no. And it was God, I know it was. He said, no. And I handed him a resignation that day.
Boyd had been with the Autauga County Health Clinic for 15 years. For her and the other nurses who have quit, the morning after pill is no different than abortion.
They're telling everybody it's not an abortion, that it's not a pregnancy until it's adhered to the uterus. Well, that's not right. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You've got to have fertilization before it can get there. And there are things happening every second when that egg and that sperm unite. That is life. And then it travels, and then it does go in. Some make it and some don't. Some's pregnant, some is not. But how would I know that? So I'm not doing it. My Lord said no.
Boyd and Bell say they were told to leave their religion at home and feel their rights were violated. Bell is even considering a lawsuit. Both say they quit before the Alabama Department of Public Health started offering accommodation for employees with religious objections.
No one has lost their job. No one has been fired over this. No one who still has an accommodation request pending is doing emergency contraception.
Thomas Miller is director of Family Health Services for the Alabama Department of Public Health. He says 50 people have requested accommodation and will either be transferred to a different area or not required to dispense the morning after birth control. The method has raised legal issues elsewhere. In Texas, for example, a pharmacist was fired after refusing to fill a prescription for a rape victim. Miller says it's a delicate balance, protecting employees' religious freedoms and the right to health care for patients.
It's very important not to project our personal values and belief systems into making public health policy and deciding what's the right choice for everybody else out there.
Miller says it's a matter of access for low-income patients, because if you can afford it, you can easily get a prescription from your doctor or buy it on the web.
It's not like the health department woke up one day and decided we're going to do emergency contraception and nobody else has ever been doing it.
It's available for those who can afford it otherwise.
Yeah, it gets you into that discussion about, you know, standards of care and who's entitled and who isn't. It's available to women of means.
The Food and Drug Administration has so far rejected the manufacturer's request that morning after pills be available without a prescription. In Alabama, the Christian Coalition and other groups have been pressuring the state to stop offering it altogether, and they've recruited Alabama's congressional delegation into the debate. All the state's House and Senate members of both parties signed a letter to the state's health officer written by Republican Congressman Robert Adderholt of Haleyville.
What we want to do is go on record and make it perfectly clear that federal funds are not in jeopardy if the morning after pill is not distributed.
Federal guidelines say states are expected to include emergency contraception in the menu of family planning options offered at federally funded health clinics. Miller says even if it's not a requirement, it's still good public health policy and has the potential to prevent up to 17,000 unintended pregnancies in Alabama every year, 4,000 of which, he says, would result in abortion. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.